And basically what Nick did, it was Nick versus Township of Scott, Pennsylvania. It overruled the general rule at that time on takings that had gone back to the late 1800s, but holding that land use litigants no longer need to seek compensation under state takings law in order to ripen their federal claims. And this was obviously a fairly dramatic change in takings law and ripeness. And I thought I'd talk a little bit about what ripeness was pre-Nick. And basically, ripeness has two components for takings. The first one is you have to have a final and authoritative determination of how much and what type of development the government will permit. Sometimes that's called the final decision rule. And that we've seen that case in our Texas cases in like the Mayhew Sunnyvale case. But when we're trying to go down this road of how far something goes to become a taking, we have to know what is the government's final position. And typically that would require an initial decision. And if there's a variance procedure, you should apply for that. Or if you have ability to go back to the city, you know, because just because a government says you can't do A doesn't mean that you're left with no use. You might be able to do B or A minus or something different. So the courts need to have a pretty clear idea of the government's final position in terms of how they're going to regulate your property in order to determine whether that regulation goes so far to cross that very nebulous line as to what goes from a traditional police power to a taking. The second prong is the rejection of the state compensation claim or just compensation claim in state court. And that's what Nick was all about. That's what that case focused on. It didn't focus on the first prong. And the only reason I bring that up, I've had at least a couple lawyers in cases I've been involved in where I've argued the final decision ripeness requirement of Williamson County, say, that case has been overruled. The Supreme Court overruled it. And you know, they just read the headlines, you know, Supreme Court overrules Williamson County ripeness requirement. Well, they overruled part of it, but not all of it. And the case we're talking about is that Williamson County Regional Planning Commission with Hamlin Bank and Johnson County. It stemmed out of the state of Tennessee. And factually in that case, a developer brought a taking claim under 42 USC 1983, the federal civil rights statute, claiming that the zoning board had rejected the developer proposal for a new subdivision, and therefore it was a taking under the Fifth Amendment of the federal constitution. And the court actually had two parts of it. The first part is that, well, you got turned down once, that's not enough. You need to go back and see if you can get a second bite at the apple to have your final decision. And the Williamson County Court could have stopped right there. They could have just said, it's not ripe because there's not a final decision. We don't know exactly where the government's extent of its regulations to your property will land. Therefore, we don't have anything to judge. But they went on to basically decide that, no, if you have a ability to go to state court and through your state constitution get just compensation, then you don't need to go to federal court or you don't need to have a federal constitutional claim. It just, quite frankly, it never arises. And that's where this aspect of ripeness was developed in that Williamson County case. And this is a quote from the court. They said, if the state provides an adequate procedure for seeking just compensation, the property owner cannot claim a violation of the federal takings clause until it's used the procedure and been denied just compensation. And Texas is well established that our Texas Constitution provides a inverse condemnation remedy, and most states do. So as a practical matter, what that meant is that in almost every state in the union, you could not sue for a violation of the federal constitution's takings clause without first pursuing state remedies in state court. And the discussion in Williamson County, and I went back and reread it, it relies on cases from the Supreme Court that go back over hundreds of years that basically says the takings clause is different. It's different than other constitutional rights. You know, other constitutional rights, if your First Amendment rights are violated, they're violated as soon as it happens. Or if there's excessive force, Fifth Amendment, Fourth Amendment, 14th Amendment. But the Fifth Amendment's taking clause is a little different. Because what the court said is that these cases say that the taking clause doesn't provide that you're going to be paid compensation at the time of the taking. And most of the time, at that time in the original taking clause, most takings were just that, a physical occupation. Your property has been taken by the government. And even then it was determined the government could take your property. They didn't have to pay for it at that contemporaneously at that time, but they had to be a procedure for you to get paid. So what they determined with the takings clause required a reasonable, certain, and adequate provision for obtaining just compensation, even after the taking.